It's the Video Entrepreneur Podcast, the number one podcast for video businesses. And here he is, your host, PJ Tighe.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here today with a very special guest, Mimi Bouchard. Welcome to today's awesome podcast.
Thank you so much, PJ, for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Absolutely. You and I have definitely started to work together more closely on your new membership site, which we're going to dive into. And I'm very excited to personally actually hear your story and have you also tell that story to a lot of our listeners. So why don't we start off and hear more about Mimi Bouchard?
Yes. All right. Well, where do I start? I'll kind of give you the shorter version of my story and kind of where I came about. So I am 24 years old. I currently live in the Bahamas. I actually just moved here 6 weeks ago. And I'm originally from Canada, Toronto. So I moved to London, England when I was 18. And then I lived there for 5 years. So when I went to London, I really started building my following. I really wanted to create a life for myself that I could call completely mine. And I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I actually went to university for a year and dropped out and decided to start my then fashion blog, which was definitely not what I'm into now. My whole brand now is all about personal development, health and wellness and mindset. So it was kind of like my way to tiptoe into the industry of social media. So yeah, I started my blog and I went to London because there was this course on fashion journalism that I wanted to do. And it was a month long course. And because I left university, my family was like, all right, go study, go do more studying. So I compromised with them and went to London for a month, which ended up turning into me applying for a visa and wanting to be there for years and years. I saw so much potential there and I liked who I was when I was there. You know, I think it could have been anywhere. I just needed to leave Canada for that kind of time in my life. So yeah, I went to London and kept working on my blog, was working super hard on so many different things because obviously it's super expensive there. So I was working at a juice bar, nannying for a family, interning at a styling agency. Like I was like working 4 jobs and I'd come home at night and work on my blog. And I was like total hustle for a good amount of time there. And then my brand evolved. I decided to stop doing more fashion content and decided to talk more about my personal experience with self-improvement, self-development, which is something I'm super passionate about. I kind of merged my brand into that. And then I actually did a little bit of TV work when I was in London. So that helped, you know, raise my brand awareness a little bit. And then, yeah, you know, fast forward a few years, I now have a top 100 Apple podcast, the Mimi B podcast, which is all about health, wellness, entrepreneurship, personal development. And I interview some really amazing people on there. I'm releasing the 200th episode this week. So it's kind of crazy. And then I also have just launched Mimi Method, which is my membership site and platform and app. And thanks to Uscreen, it's been a beautiful experience. And this is definitely, you know, where I see my career going now to help more people and to really just create a very stable, consistent business for myself. You know, I'm an quote influencer as well. So for the past few years, my only way of making money really was through like Instagram collaborations and I guess the podcast advertisers as well. But you know, it's more inconsistent. So I'm super, super happy that I found a business model that really works for what I'm trying to do. And so Mimi Method has 3 sections in it: move, nourish, and transform. So move is at-home workouts, videos with me. Nourish is recipe videos. I teach my girls how to make really delicious, healthy things at home. And then I have Transform, which is my favorite section of the app, which has been a huge hit. And that's my guided meditations that I absolutely love to do. They're really different to anything else out there. They're meant to help my audience go dig deep, rewire their brains to start doing different things, seeing different results. They're very action-driven, action-focused. My whole thing is health and wellness. So I'll have some meditations that are like, you know, manifest your dream body or work on your relationship with yourself, heal your past self, teach yourself and condition yourself to breathe through stress and anxiety when it hits. Like really just actionable guided meditations that you can use the things that you learn in your everyday life, which is so effective and something that has changed my life. And I've been through a huge transformation of my own over the past 5 years, especially since I kind of went to London and I guess found myself. It sounds cheesy, but I went through a huge change. You know, I used to be so not confident, hate myself, like the typical teenage girl like drama, but like very enhanced, right? And I know a lot of people go through it. So I've just been super honest and open with my journey. I've completely transformed in so many ways, obviously mentally, but also physically. I'm so healthy now. And I used to go out and party a lot. And then my relationships and my finances, like everything has just transformed. And I basically teach my audience how I did that and how they can also do that. So that's kind of like a compact way of explaining my story and why I do what I do. I hope I answered all your questions there.
Yeah, absolutely, Nima. That was awesome. I appreciate that. You really are an inspiration. The way I see it is you started to gain traction with a lot of what you're doing with the type of content that you started to produce. And your audience really started to connect with that, right? With your own story and the advice that you offer. So to back up a little bit, when we go back to some of the social platforms specifically, which social platform started to gain traction for you and you really started to snowball on that platform? Because you have an awesome social following and you use multiple mediums. You got your YouTube channel, which is a vlog on there, as well as other content. You have your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Out of those four, which one early on started to gain the most traction where you're like, okay, this is my niche. People are connecting to my story. I have a lot of value here. They're connecting with that. I'm building a community. And then what was the progression path after that? Because you then launched your podcast, which really got popular. Was the podcast the natural progression after your social following started to gain traction?
Yeah, really great question. So I started, as I mentioned, with a blog, and this was like 5-6 years ago. You know, I created it on WordPress. I didn't have any money to hire a developer, so I was literally learning myself on my computer. I would have YouTube tutorial videos on how to code WordPress HTML. And then on the other half of the screen, I would have the HTML that I'm doing, just copying it because I had no idea how to do any of this, right? Like it was full on hustle. And now there is so, you know, many amazing websites like Squarespace and stuff that basically give you templates. But I kind of started from the hardest, I think, platform to master. And back then, blogging was a bigger thing. Now, I don't really think it is, especially for my target audience. So I quickly went from blog to also focusing a lot on Instagram. So to answer your question, just in general, Instagram has been my biggest platform. And I think that's just because my target audience really hangs out on Instagram, especially. And it's my favorite way to share. Like I love doing Instagram stories. I post it or I record it and I post it super quick, not that much editing. I don't really use any filters. I don't really edit anything. It's very real and raw. And then the photos are a little bit more composed, but you know, I love sharing through words as well. So captions have been really big for me. I'm a writer at heart. So I love doing that. And I did try to do YouTube for a few years, a bit more inconsistently. I do vlogs, like you said, and then I've also done like sit down videos, but to be totally honest, YouTube for me isn't something I get really excited about. I've done it just to have my voice on that platform. I don't think I've posted on there for a few months because recently my big focus has actually been more Instagram, my podcast, and my app. So I think my biggest advice for young aspiring influencers or people that want to just gain a following online for any reason would be really just choose the platform that you naturally enjoy posting on the most, because if you're not enjoying doing it, and you're probably not going to do it. Like I tried for so long to do consistent YouTube, but then all the editing wasn't for me. So unless I hired someone to do it for me, I wasn't really going to post that much. So it started off as Instagram. I was gaining a big traction or a lot of traction on Instagram. And then 2 years ago, I was a little bit bored. Like I had just left this TV show that I was on and where I've always been a doer. I'm very entrepreneurial. I always have my hands in like four different buckets. So at one point 2 years ago, I was a little bit bored and I had left that show and I didn't really have much going on except for my social media, my Instagram page. So I decided to start a podcast, and this is before a lot of people were doing podcasts. You know, now everyone and their cousin has a podcast, but I decided to create a podcast to connect further with the girls that followed me. And I like to speak and I like to interview people. And I think it's a great way to connect with people. I've met so many amazing humans through my podcast. I've interviewed some really spectacular people. I've gone to really cool places to interview people. So it's been a really, really amazing thing to have up my sleeve. And 2 years in, you know, this year is the first year that I'm making real money with it as well. So it's one of those things that it's not overnight success usually with podcasts, but it was just something I enjoyed doing. And I met some really cool people through it. So yeah, the Instagram and podcast were my two biggest platforms for a while. And I always loved video content. That's the thing. So I always felt like I was very natural on video. But for some reason, YouTube, I just didn't see the ROI. You know, like I was investing so much energy into YouTube. And I don't know, I'd get at most like 5,000 views. Whereas on my Instagram, like when I'm just more real, talking about more like wellness stuff, meditation stuff, then I get more engagement. My YouTube, the vlogs, like I just didn't love doing it and they didn't really kick off that much. So that was a natural way for me to say, okay, I'm going to keep focusing on the Instagram. And then obviously I met you guys at Uscreen and I wanted to do my guided meditations. I wanted to do my recipe videos, my workouts. And it just, I really felt like so much motivation to create content for it because there is a clear ROI. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like, oh, I hope I get another subscriber on YouTube. It's like, oh, like I could really make a huge impact and make consistent income while helping a lot of people through this platform. So, you know, my biggest advice, especially for starters, like really focus on 2, max 3 platforms. Try to repurpose content as much as you can. And yeah, just go on the platform and spend the most time on the platform that you really enjoy creating content on, because then it'll be consistent.
Awesome. Great advice, Mimi. And that's really true. And every platform is different and has its own language and obviously its own pros and cons. And for you, obviously, Instagram was very fruitful. So going back to Instagram, you started to gain traction. You got a really engaged audience to date and you do a really good job with it. Came out with your podcast on a monetization level. How did you begin monetizing your awesome following and engaged audience? What happened then from the beginning all the way to the progression path of saying, okay, the real fruit here can be a membership site where I can sell directly to my audience? And as you said, it's not just a vanity number like on YouTube where it's like, oh, it's a subscriber box, but you don't even know who they are. They're not just followers, they're paying subscribers and members. So what was the progression path of monetization for you from the beginning where you started to gain that following?
Yeah, really good question as well. So I forgot to mention, I actually had digital products. I went through like a really big wave of transformation myself, especially physically. And like, I'm not like a huge, it was like 10 pounds, but like for me, it was a lot. And I was learning all these new things about health and wellness. And for so long, I had such an annoying relationship with food, as a lot of people, especially women, do, where it's like, you always want to like try the next diet and improve how you look, but then it's like really hard and all this stuff. So I finally started really practicing this intuitive eating, intuitive living way of life. And I found this combination of things that really, really worked for me. And it was a very kind of like loving way to live your best life, to have your best body. And so I essentially just made it like a 25-page ebook called The Body Reset Plan. And this was just over a year ago. And I also at the same time created a few online courses that I'm now going to be relaunching on Uscreen in the next coming months. I've taken them down from the other platform I used just because it didn't really look good at all. And I need to refresh the content, but it was the morning routine course and the confidence course. So those two courses and my ebook were something that I created a year and a bit ago. And those did really well. And they helped me create more freedom with my own income as an influencer, because as much as everyone likes to envy the influencers that can just do nothing and live whatever dream life, it's not true. People need to work hard to earn. I know people with millions of followers that don't even earn 100K a year. I know that's a lot, but for 1 million followers, you should be earning more than that. I know influencers that don't earn anything. It's because they don't know how to monetize, right? So long story short, I started making my own money with these digital products and it felt good. And I was like, oh, like, and people really liked my content, which was a really big hit as well. Obviously, it's great to make money, but to have impact is like really fulfilling. So that was really great for me. And I saw all these girls amazing before and afters and mindset shifts and all this stuff. And, you know, that was kind of my first tiptoe into the whole digital product space. So I actually had a thought, what if I could create this kind of income, but consistently? Because these were all one-off payments, you know? There was still inconsistency without having the monthly subscription. So I had a thought last fall, what if I created a membership site one day? I didn't know exactly what that entailed, but for some random reason, I swear to God, right after a meditation, the words Mimi Method came to mind. And right. I was like, oh, that's kind of catchy. So I looked on Instagram and I looked at the URL and they were both available. Literally last fall, I signed up for a new username on Instagram, meeting method, and then on the URL as well, I bought that domain. And I didn't do anything with it until quarantine hit this year. And I was like, let's do it. It's time now. I have the time. I have the energy. Let's go. And then I found you guys and we made it a reality. So that's kind of the evolution of how I was earning. You know, obviously I mentioned before brand collaborations and podcast sponsors, but it's way less consistent. So that's kind of the overall story of me making money for myself.
Beautiful. I love that. Interesting. You found ways to start distributing that content with ebooks and courses. And obviously that was fruitful because your audience was directly getting that content of value to them. And you've always been up on trends, right? With platforms, podcasts, you picked up the podcast before everybody else did. And you have always been up on trends. You found all these different niches and ways to get into things early on, which is really definitely a trait. And it takes a sixth sense of being active and being a hustler, which you definitely have. And you came upon the idea of, okay, I see this membership site app concept being of value. You had heard of it, seen it. And obviously platforms like Uscreen exist to enable you to do that. Then what happened when you found Uscreen and you were like, okay, now I want to launch my membership site? What was the progression path of the monetization or the kind of seeing the ROI in that aspect? What happened when you decided to create unique content for the membership site and actually seeing an ROI now that you launched the platform?
Yeah, such a good question. So basically, when I first started in quarantine, I was brainstorming what I could do. I was in a really big business growth mindset. This was back in March. And I was Googling. I was like, how do you create an app? Like, how do you create a membership site? Like something that looks really good, that I want something automated because I don't want to send tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands on developers to create my own platform. Like that is something I don't want to deal with. And it's just not worth it for me because it's going to take so long and all of this is going to happen. And I've heard of people creating apps and there's just so much you're responsible for. There's so much that can go wrong, little bugs here and there and all that stuff. So I was like, there must be a simple option. So I was looking online, scouring the internet, and I found one of your competitors got in touch with Vimeo, and because they also offer a similar thing, because I know there were some people that I followed that also used them, and I found them, and you know, I started chatting to one of the sales guys there on email back and forth. We had like calls 4 days in a row, and he was very pushy and adamant about everything. Never mentioned there were ever any other options out there for me. He was trying to sign me down to a 2-year contract for me to pay them $100,000. I can't get out of the contract if I sign it. I'd be paying it quarterly and, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, I can't afford this. Like, I don't even know if this concept will work for me. This is just an idea. Like, and I had a really, really stressful week that week because I was like, you know, I remember going on this long walk trying to like think about things. And I was really, really emotional. I was like, what do I want to do? I know that this is something I want to do. And I know that I could probably make that money back, but I won't have any, like, I don't want to sign to an $100,000 contract. Like I'm, you know, at the time I was 23 years old. I like don't even have that money. Like, you know, so I was really, really upset because I was like, is this the only option out there? I really want to create something like this. So I was like, you know what? It was a Friday, I remember, and the guy, the sales guy, he was so nice at first. He kind of turned evil and he was just like, you need to sign by the end of today or else we can't give you this like $5,000 discount or something. And I was like, oh no, you can give me the weekend. Let me think about this. Don't pressure me into a decision right now. So I said no. I put my foot down and I was like, I'm not going to get pressured. I'm going to think about it this weekend. And that weekend, I was, you know, looking online for alternatives. I was like, there must be something out there. There must be like a disruptor company that's doing the same thing or better that is not trying to like completely rip you off. And I found an article and it was about Uscreen versus Vimeo. And I read it all and I was like, wow, like all of these things that Uscreen offers, that's basically what I'm looking for. Like these are all the things that I had problems with about the Vimeo thing, right? Like I loved how it was like a month-to-month contracting. I loved how it was way less money and I loved that it was my own data. I loved how I would get paid out basically at the same time my customers pay me. You guys don't hold on to fees for like 3 months like Vimeo does. I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. This is amazing. And I literally got on a call with you, PJ, and that same day I was like, let's do it. So that was kind of my experience finding Uscreen. And not settling for anything else and like just really believing there was something else out there, because at the end of the day, good companies come when bad companies aren't offering something that users want, right? Like, I'm not saying Vimeo is a bad company, just something that I didn't agree with, you know? And yeah, I didn't like the sales techniques anyways. So yeah, I found Uscreen, and literally within 2 months, like, I'm a go, go, go kind of person. And when I decide on something, I just do it. So that same week, I like bought all this camera equipment on Amazon. I completely came up with the concept and I was like, all right, let's do this. And within 2 months, I think I filmed 60 or 70 videos because we were in quarantine, right? And I was filming 2 videos a day. I found an editor. She is amazing now. She's almost full time with me editing videos pretty much every day. And she is helping me with all of the editing side of things, which I don't really love. And other than that, I have someone helping me with emails. I'm about to hire a PR person. This is like, I launched almost 2 months ago. It took 2 months to create all the content and put it up and launch my membership platform. So that was 4 months ago. I had the concept. And then now 4 months later, I'm 2 months in to being live and it is amazing. I'm not just saying this because you're the owner of PJ, but I'm so, so happy. I'm seeing growth every single day. The amount of the connection that I have now with my audience, like giving them these guided meditations that I've been pushed out of my comfort zone to create, like creating so much unique stuff that is literally designed to help these girls transform their lives at such a pivotal time in their lives, you know, early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s, like that kind of like really transitional time, like seeing these messages from girls, like every single day with my DMs, and there's 10 new messages from girls at least being like, you've changed my life. I can never tell you how grateful I am. These meditations have changed my relationship with myself. I now finally love myself and my body and all this amazing personal growth stuff that like a lot of girls that are younger that are my age don't really, you know, understand and go through. So it's been amazing. The money's been great. It's been consistent. I now know what I'm going to earn next month, and I'm projected, you know, over the next 12 months to, you know, make a really, really amazing amount. And it's like I said before, obviously the money is important, but it's not all about the money. It's like the impact that I've had and that just like the more stability that I feel is just so worth it. It's, I really see a real constructed career for myself now. And it's more than just being an influencer. You know, now I'm actually creating something really, really real that I can keep. Like if Instagram dies tomorrow, I'll still be able to connect with my followers and give them content.
Okay. Awesome, Mimi. What you're saying about owning that audience, knowing their names, knowing who they are, remarketing to them, making an income, which is important. You create awesome content. Better than that, you help people, which is amazing. Probably one of the most important things for me in life is I love helping people. And you're doing the same thing, especially towards that audience that exactly connects with you. You know, and you're right about Instagram, YouTube. I always say this, they're vanity numbers, those followers. You have no idea who they are. But besides the fact of owning your audience, making money directly from that audience and selling to that audience, what other benefits does the membership site have for you? What is it that makes this membership site and app valuable for your audience?
Mm-hmm. So I've actually noticed that like when you pay for things, even if it's like $5, if you pay for something, you take it more seriously. You know, there's so much amazing content on YouTube, but I would not go on YouTube and do a 7-day plan, workout plan, meditation plan, because like, it's just, you know, I don't have that driving factor behind me. But if you're paying for something, you actually do the content more and there's that driver. So I think a lot of the girls that are subscribers of mine, they want to do all the new meditations I give out because they're paying for the service. They want to do all the new workouts because they're paying for it. They want to get out of their comfort zone in the kitchen and try new recipes because, you know, why not? It's there and they're paying for it. So I really think that's the huge thing that I've learned just even about human habits and our mindset towards things. That's something that we are just defaulted to feel and do, right? Like if we are putting our money towards something, we're going to do it. Like you see all this amazing free content being offered in the world. A lot of people don't even ever open it because they're not that invested. Once you pay something, you're invested. So I think that's a huge factor for sure. And also just like the simplicity behind it. You just open the app and press play and go. Like no ads. You know, you can download it before so you don't have to worry about like taking data up. Like a lot of the girls do my walking meditations and they go outside in nature to walk. And sometimes there's not good service. So Uscreen, you guys have that feature where they can download it before. And that's been really helpful. And, you know, also just having a whole separate platform for your growth, personal development for my girls that follow me. It's really great because you're not on social media necessarily to get it and you're not getting distracted. It is what it is and it's there for a reason, you know?
Okay. And what is the feedback of your audience now that they gain access to this membership platform? What do they say about it?
Oh my God. It's crazy, PJ. Like my connection with the girls that follow me, it's been so powerful. Like, you know, I already was doing things in the past to connect with them, like answering my DMs. My podcast was huge for them to get to know me better because I was really honest and raw on there the entire time I was recording. And still to this day, I'm super raw. Like I've literally cried on my podcast. Like I'm very real. And then I did like this live event last year, I didn't mention, but it was like 60 girls that came for a day long live event in London. And it was this amazing kind of like personal development, health event that was huge for the impact because I got to meet them in person. I heard their stories, but I have never been flooded with so many amazing testimonials and messages from girls since launching this because it's like they just feel more connected to me than ever and they feel like they're getting special content because they are. And I'm creating this content with so much love because I know that the only people seeing it are my true supporters. On Instagram, obviously going to be posting slightly different things. I try to be super authentic, but my app content, my Mimi Method platform content is like so raw, so real. I know it's just my girls watching it, you know, they are there to be better themselves. And it's just like, it's an amazing community.
Beautiful. That's an amazing thing to have. And you're really helping your audience, which I love. That really connects with me because I like doing that both on a company level when it comes to employing employees and helping them, because it makes a difference when you're employing someone, they have gratification and gratitude, as well as helping a lot of our customers like yourself reach their audience, monetize, and all that good stuff. And you're doing the same for your audience as well. So I love hearing the fact that they find this platform useful, it's working for you, and you're able to reach them and really give them really good content. Tell us the name of your app as well as the URL so everybody can look you up.
Yeah, so it's mimimethod.com and at mimimethod on Instagram, just my name, M-I-M-I, and then the word method.
Perfect. And you know, the thing is, the reason I want everyone to kind of look this up if they're in front of the computers, you do a beautiful job aesthetically, look and feel with your brand, your colors. The site looks awesome. You've created a lot of good content for this membership site. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You create unique content for the Mimi Method found nowhere else, correct?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about that, it's you got to gain access to that content by becoming a member, and that membership site gives you access to a lot of our customers have large YouTube followings, and they'll create unique content to complement that YouTube content. But in your case, it's, hey, if you want to learn about the Mimi Method, you have to subscribe to my app, correct?
Totally. Yeah, 100%. And you can do a 7-day free trial. And I always tell the girls on my Instagram, like, if you try it out and you don't love it, then you can literally just cancel for free within 7 days. And that's a really great feature too. All the doubters, you know, will sign up and even just see if it's for them.
That's true. And that does really well on our platform. A free trial period, especially for health and wellness, does really well. Whatever you're comfortable with sharing as far as numbers or not, how is your retention rate with keeping those customers on board? As well as, have you done well with the membership site and made good money with it?
Yeah. Well, oh my God, I didn't even know there was a place that I can look at retention rate. I wish I was more analytical, but I'm not. I'm just like, oh, you know, whatever. I need to check out the analytics page on Uscreen more because I haven't. But when it comes to the money part, yeah, you know, listen, it's been incredible. I'm making more money than I ever have. Like it's, you know, like tens of thousands a month. Like it's really, really great. And it allows me to fully invest all of my energy into this. At first, when I told the girls that I was launching this program, I was like, oh, like I'll update it once a week. Now I'm literally posting every day, like new videos every day, because I'm so passionate about it and helping the people, but also the money is a really big motivator. Full transparency, making money like this, and it's really empowering, especially as a newly 24-year-old girl. I literally turned 24 last month, and I'm earning more money than anyone else I know my age.
That's amazing. And you know, you've been amazing at connecting me and our company with many other influencers who find our service interesting. So we appreciate that. Second, you have an awesome network. You're very well connected and you inspire a lot of people, which is amazing. But knowing that you're telling us that you're making more money than a lot of those influencers is pretty amazing, because a lot of them have really good followings. But the truth is that they don't know how to monetize that following. In a simple, powerful membership platform central to video has pretty much done an amazing job for you.
The reason that I recommend you guys to all the people that I meet that are influencers is just because, like, I've been there, where like I literally know what it's like waiting for the next brand collaboration, giving all of your power to a brand that will often tell you exactly what they want you to post, exactly what caption. Like, I'm too stubborn to let that dictate my finances. Now, by the way, I say no to 99% of brands that want to work with me, not because I, you know, hate them. It's just because, like, I don't really want to put that much ad-y content out there, A and B. Like, I don't need it necessarily. So if it's something that will maybe not be worth my time, or, you know, just too complicated, then maybe I'll just be like, no, don't worry about it, you know. That's it. So that's something else as well. I think a lot of people that follow influencers hate how much ad-y content they put out, like hashtag ad after every post. And I think that is something I never felt that was too authentically me. Obviously, once in a while, if a brand really aligns with me, then for sure. But like, I didn't like how, you know, there was that line, like, if you're not making any money this month as an influencer and this teeth whitening brand really wants you to promote their stuff, but it's not really on brand for you, like, you're going to say yes if the money is good, right? So just having that power is really, really important.
Yeah, and being authentic to your audience, which followed you in the first place. And the membership site enables you to basically create really good content for that audience. I love that. You're really a success story as an influencer and also as a Uscreen customer. So it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mimi. Will you tell us, last but not least, what's the future of Mimi Bouchard?
Yes, great question. Well, thank you, by the way. I feel like when people see me and they just meet me, they're like, you know, you've been successful so quickly, you're an overnight success, but then they have no idea that the past 5 years have been building up to this. I had to go through all of my own, you know, growth, personal development to even learn and know all these things that I teach. Like, it's such a process. And everyone out there thinking that so many people just get it easy and they start something and it kicks off, you know, just know that there are so many years under that you just don't see. So that's one thing. And it could be you as well, right? That's another thing. And what I see with Mimi Method and Mimi B Podcast and my whole brand in the future, like, I have insanely big goals. And I want to be a household name. I want my method, my guided meditations, my intuitive eating principles, my at-home workouts. I want it all to be global. Like, I want it to be a household name. I want to help so many people. You know, like how Kayla Tsinas has the sweat app? Like, I want Mimi Method to be that big. I want Mimi Method to be, everyone knows what it is. You know, it's changed people in such a unique way. And I think personal development and what I preach is just getting bigger and bigger. And I like to think that I'm one of the pioneers for my target audience with all of this. And if Mimi Method can keep growing at the rate that it is, and if my podcast can keep growing at the rate that it is, I have no doubt that I'll be there in the next 5 years, not even. I have huge goals, like, you know, huge, huge goals. And I know this is just the beginning. So super, super excited for this journey.
You're absolutely right, Mimi. It is the beginning. If you really look at some of the growth stages within companies and brands, like, you look at it as a hockey stick, we're at the early stages, especially with COVID and post-COVID. More people are going to be streaming videos. They know it's possible. You're definitely up on trends and you're early to this trend. A lot of our customers starting out are doing extremely well, really fast. And you're definitely one of the top ones. And we're really excited to grow with you and give you the platform you need and the tools you need to continue to do that. And you're definitely an inspiration to us, Mimi. So it was really awesome having you on today's podcast and sharing your story with us. Can you tell the audience where they can find you?
Yes, thank you so much, PJ. Honestly, like, love everything that your company does. And I'm just so eternally grateful for it as well. I'm so happy that we've connected. And I'm excited to be on this journey with you and to help you guys grow just as you guys help me grow. So you guys can find me on Instagram at Mimi Bouchard. You can find me on my podcast. If you're listening to this, you're obviously a podcast listener. So just type in the Mimi B podcast, M-I-M-I-B-E-E. And you can see hundreds of amazing interviews and solo episodes there. And then my app and membership site, just go to mimimethod.com and check that out. You can do your 7-day free trial and see if it's for you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Mimi. Thank you very much. That was a very awesome talk to have with you today. And thank you for being a part of the Uscreen story. I appreciate it.
Oh my God, of course. It's, you know, I'm so happy to be as well. And I just can't wait. Like I said before, like, I know you guys are going to be huge. I'm so excited to grow with you. Like, this is such a gap in the market. And like I mentioned, you know, you guys are a disruptor company. There are always companies like that. Like I said, you know, I'm always going to be introducing people to you because it is such a powerful thing to just have that freedom and control, especially as an entrepreneur. And this is where the future is heading. Like, you know, influencers are just going to be doing this now. Like, that's where it's heading. I know that.
You're absolutely right. And I really appreciate you saying all the kind words and believing in us from the beginning. And obviously you had comparisons of other platforms, but you chose Uscreen, and I'm really thankful for that. And you chose us for both features, service, not just price. You had your decision to make on various things, and I'm really happy to be a part of your story. You really have done an amazing job building your following and connecting with your audience. So it's super amazing to be part of a company that can really connect with customers like yourself and help them succeed. So we're really happy to be a part of that journey, Mimi. Today's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you for listening. And remember, you too can become a video entrepreneur with Uscreen, the leading video monetization platform. We take care of a whole lot: video streaming, hosting, monetization, analytics, and anything else you need to succeed. You can even get your own apps on various OTT devices, including Apple TV, Roku, iOS, and many others. Be sure to visit www.uscreen.tv and click the free trial button for a 14-day free trial.